The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. The first winter the Pilgrims were here, they lost almost half their number through death. How were they able to go on facing the bitter cold of a New England winter while experiencing the bitter cold of grief in their soul? Whenever death comes for those we love, we have two choices. We can stop living and grieve away our own life, or we can thank God that He's numbered our days and in His kind providence has taken our loved one from us. If we choose to thank Him, it's perhaps the greatest expression of faith we can know on this earth. The Pilgrims chose to thank Him. And through the grieving they experienced, they learned more and more to trust God, their Heavenly Father. Why can those who know God face with courage the death of those they love? The first reason is because they have the Lord's life dwelling inside them. He releases His perspective through them, and many times they receive understanding as to why this is happening. Understanding always carries with it a measure of comfort and confidence about the future. But even if they don't understand why it happened, they know the loving God who had numbered that person's days, and that means it was right for all concerned. It doesn't totally remove the hurt of temporarily losing their presence on earth, but it does help us go on with life. Just knowing that a loving Creator is in control of all events in this world allows us to trust when we cannot understand. The Pilgrims walked in this understanding, and it allowed them to thank God for the death of those they loved. It enabled them to choose to go back to work, building their houses and their community, knowing this work was the work God had called them to do. They likewise understood another truth the Bible teaches, that death is only the separation of the thinking, conscious person from the body. It is not the end of their existence. The Bible teaches that for those who believe in Jesus Christ as Lord, and the Pilgrims did, death is a temporary separation of the soul and spirit from the body. The Apostle Paul wrote that he was, quote, willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. In the days of the Old Testament, God often referred to a believer's death as when he was, quote, gathered to His people. Death is not ceasing to exist. It is only changing locations. Jesus spoke of preparing a place for us. He calls that place heaven in the Scripture, and He will later, after He Himself returns to this earth, bring heaven to earth. That's why we speak of believers being gone only temporarily. They will return with Jesus. This truth allowed the Pilgrims to go back to work with an expectation in their heart of the return of Christ and the return of their loved ones. This is one of the things that makes the Christian faith so different from all other religions. As the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 4:13, we do not sorrow as those who have no hope. Believer's sorrow at the loss of a loved one is not at all the paralyzing sorrow of people who are unbelievers. Believers carry a deep assurance from the Bible that they will see again their loved ones who believed in Christ. Lost people don't have that hope, for they themselves will not be with Christ when they die. What will happen to you when your body dies? Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet will he live. Will you be in heaven with Christ or in hell with only loneliness and torment? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian History Seminars, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.com. That address again is heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.